got a great habit of balking no one, Teddy. And so I requested that he do one of those during the game. Unfortunately, he didn't quite get there. But,
did he try it on?
If someone balks in air, go and watch a couple of highlights of Teddy Richards.
That was son of Tim Joe joining us on Monday after their slashing win against the Hawks, talking about his great mate who played his 200th game on the weekend and the fact that there was a special request put in for Ted Richards. Ted Richards had said, I'm going to balk someone in this game of footy.
No, the request was... Teddy's known by his old teammates as somebody that balks no one.
Right.
Yeah. So Joe put in a request for Teddy to balk no one as part of his 200th game celebration.
And he didn't try it on, sadly. Dan Hannanbury joins us. Good morning to you, Dan.
G'day, guys.
Did you know about this? Is this followed Ted? Is this something that the boys up in Sydney know about Ted Richards?
Sometimes it happens pretty regularly at training where he tries to balk blokes, but generally balk himself and gets in trouble. I wasn't aware of that dialogue between Job and Ted.
Right. Hey, it's been a pretty exhausting start for the season for you blokes. So this is, you're supposed to be able to ease into an AFL season. It's been full throttle for you blokes.
I think for most clubs, I mean, most clubs are in the same boat. It's been a pretty red-hot first two rounds, and this shows you how hotly contested the games are these days. And, if you're a little bit off, you know, anyone can win. So, it's been a full-on few weeks for everyone.
Tell us about playing at the Cauldron last Saturday night. Tear us apart. They had it all going there. What was the concentration from the players early in that game? Had you made some sort of a pact about just making sure that you ignore all that noise?
We spoke about it throughout the week that, we've been over to Perth, we've been to Adelaide a few times. We actually play really well in those environments where it is just us 22 out there against, 50,000 fans or whatever it is. So we generally thrive in those conditions and just go about what we want to do for that day, which was, concentrating our pressure and focus on that. And then from there, we're able to build a solid foundation for the rest of the game.
Hey, good morning, Dan. Andrew Gaze here. What about Adam Goods? To see him in the green vest, it sort of just looks unusual when you've got such a former, superstar of the game. How is it amongst the group? Like, even for some of the younger blokes, does it feel a little bit uncomfortable seeing him in the green vest?
Oh, it's a bit different. Clearly, he's a champion of the game. He's won two Brownlows. He's been a best of the first runners for the footy club. He's played, well over 350 games, whatever it is now. So, I'm sure Goodsy, he's going to play a few different roles this year, whether it be sub or come in as forward or even in the midfield. Horses said that this year he's going to play a number of different roles. And for that week, he was a sub, so it's not going to be the same every week. But I'm sure for Goodsy, he's going to be back in the team in no time.
And with these superstars, sometimes it is hard and the demeanour can be a little bit different when they're not playing those different roles. How has he accepted that change in his role?
Yeah, I spoke to him the other day and he's been really good, actually. I mean, he said he's had a few chats with his horse about it and, he realises that every week's going to be different. And the positive thing is for the footy club is that there's so many players that are playing good footy. I mean, we've still got Ben McGuinn who's played a week, a game in the reserve, so there's still a lot of good players playing good footy. They're not playing a game, so Harry Cunningham's another one. So, as much as it's obviously frustrating for Goodsy playing for so long and not being in the 21 last week, it just shows you how strong the culture is for spots at the moment. Having said that, though, Goodsy's going to play a number of roles just this year and will be a valuable contributor for the senior team.
Sure.
Dan, I suspect I know what the answer to this next question is going to be, but it was news to me when it was put to me that there's some suggestion that you might not necessarily finish your career at the Sydney Swans. Have you heard this story? Is there any, is there any meat on the bones of this at all?
No, not at all, really. I mean, I think Dane Randy mentioned to me the other week on the plane. That was the first I'd heard of it. So I'm not sure where those rumours are coming from, but like anything, there's always people talking about different things, and clearly I'm a Melbourne boy and got family there and that sort of stuff, so I'm sure they're probably trying to align those sort of things, but that's probably the only thing I can make is besides that I'm obviously contracted for 2 years and I'm absolutely loving Sydney. I've loved it since I moved up here and I'm a part of a great footy side, so besides that, that's the only real thing I can think of, but at this stage, I'm happy he's Larry up here.
Hey, Dan, we're talking to Sydney Swan star Dan Hannanbury. Has Buddy sent out the invitations for his wedding yet?
Oh.
Not just yet, I don't think. I think he hasn't still worked out a date when he's going to have it yet, mate. So once he works that out, I'm sure he'll send a few out.
Will you be driving any of the bridal cars?
I was waiting for that one. I'm strictly banned from within 100 metres of any car that he owns for the rest of his career at the Swans. So I won't be anywhere near a car that day.
Hey, your coach said pre-season, I think it was your coach who said pre-season that he was going better than he's, or somebody said that he's going better than ever physically leading into this season.
Impossible.
Surely that's just PR nonsense. I mean, there's no room for him to be any more impressive physically, is there, going into a footy season than he has been in the past?
I'll probably echo Horse's comments. He's done a amount more in the pre-season, and he's physically actually in better shape than he was this time last year, probably by, I reckon, 40 or 50%. He's miles ahead of where he was in round one or two this time round, and clearly the way he played in the weekend shows that. It's hard to remember, but back this time last year, he struggled for probably 3, 4, 5 weeks to get his form up and get his fitness going. Whereas now he's up and running. He had 8 tackles on the weekend. He was firing blokes down in round one as well. So physically, he's in a lot better shape. But he's hoping he can stay out in the park and be that sort of player that he was for us last year, which I'm sure he can be this year. But certainly, he's in better shape this time around than last year. Doesn't guarantee anything, but he's flying around.